It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. With the Pirates enjoying a winning season, the Bucks' euphoria can be felt and heard all over town. And when a Pittsburgh team starts doing well, I guess we can't help but sing. We talked to Pirates fans after a recent home game about the songs they love to hear in the stadium and what makes a popular sports song so memorable. Here's what some of the fans had to say.
I think if they're catchy, you know, like fly and high and all those rhyming words, and you can kind of remember them. And, I mean, if you hear it every game day.
I think a little bit of jump to it, something that has a little bit of something that gets people moving.
Something with a good beat, something that creates an image of a champion, something like that.
You got the classics like Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. Being from Steeler country, I mean, you just know Renegade. You just remember them just from being at the sports stadium and hearing those songs and knowing that it's going to trigger something in your memory, that's a good event going to happen.
I always like the Bucks are going all the way, all the way, all the way. The Bucks are going all the way. That's all I know.
All the way, all the way, all the way. Yes, the Bucks are going all the way.
Since I was a little kid, I just always remember coming to the games and hearing that song.
Well, since I'm at the Pirates game, I'm going to have to say Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That's like probably most popular that I can think of. Pretty much every single baseball game that I've been to, they always sing it. So it just reminds me of all the baseball games I've been to. Do you want me to sing it? Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, for it's root for the Pirates. If they don't win, it's a shame.
It's a shame. All together now. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old...
Oh, let's see. Memorable sports songs. Of course, all the old Steeler Jimmy Poole songs on 45 back in the day. Jackie Robinson at the Plate was the old Count Basie song. The Pirates, now you can go online and you can find all the different songs that they go up to bat with. You got Sugar Hill Gang Apache for Jones. You got all kinds of great Hispanic tunes for Tabata and the various different Hispanic players on the team. It's fantastic.
Growing up, I think the biggest sports song was the Rocky theme song. Just remembering the scene of Rocky running up the steps in Philadelphia, and used to get me fired up before I did any sports or anything like that. Bump, 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 bump. That's pretty much it. That's the only part I remember.
Ah, yes, who doesn't remember Eye of the Tiger? Well, Dean Root is a professor of music and director of the Center for American Music at the University of Pittsburgh. He's here to talk about the popularity of sports songs and what makes a good one memorable and why some are more enduring than others. Dean Root, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So what makes a popular song last, especially a sports song?
Well, I think some of the fans coming out of the stadium here in Pittsburgh had it exactly right. Got to be memorable, got to be catchy, and then it endures from one generation to another, makes that really deep in American psyche, in American culture. So a song like Take Me Out to the Ball Game that was written in 1908 has been around for more than a century, and it's been many generations of fans who relate to it.
Still singing it today. Now, the Pirates songs go back many, many years. When was the first one?
I don't know the first song that the Pirates have had associated with the team, but I know that in 1960, here in Pittsburgh, Ketchum Advertising was a big marketing company, and they hired a local musician by the name of Joe Negri to write a piece of music for that season for their advertising campaign for the Pirates. And a guy named Cy Bloom wrote some words to it, and this great society jazz band, Benny Banach and his orchestra, played it, and that's the version we have heard, and it became immensely popular.
The Bucks are going all the way.
Absolutely, right. And so generations now of Pirates fans have been singing that and remembering that great victory in the 1960 World Series over the Yankees.
And, of course, so the Pirates songs go back a little further because the Pirates were having winning seasons. We didn't hear a Steelers song for a long time until maybe 40 years ago, right around the time of the Immaculate Reception, and then there was a proliferation of them.
Well, that's right. And one of the things about football is that the fans in the stadium sing a lot more in football and also in soccer. In other countries, there's been a great tradition of singing at these big matches of football, whatever form it takes in these other countries. And so here in Pittsburgh, you know, there have been lots of songs that the fans picked up, and then they started playing over the loudspeaker system and have become really associated in the fans' minds with those particular teams in those years.
There aren't songs for the Penguins, even though they've done a lot of winning. Are there any Penguins, Pittsburgh Penguins songs?
I don't know of any. I mean, I'm sure Penguins fans know of them, and they'll let you know about it. But I'm not aware of hockey songs in the same way, but with that indoor arena that you get for these outdoor sporting events where you get thousands of people outdoors singing and bonding with each other through a song that they're all voicing at the same time.
Sure. So how many Steelers fight songs are there?
Well, you know, I'm sure that if you interviewed the fans coming out of the Steelers preseason games, you would have heard a lot of individual preferences. You know, We Will Rock You certainly is one that there's dozens of different versions that Steelers fans have created that you can find on the internet. And there's another Queen song, you know.
We are the champions.
You know, and we are the champions.
I guess you have to be a champion to be able to sing that song pretty much.
Right. That's a little more complicated to actually be able to sing yourself.
And we hear Sweet Caroline sung at a lot of events. The Pitt Panthers use it a lot, and they're playing this weekend. Are there certain songs that you're just going to hear all over the country because they're a national sensation?
Well, Sweet Caroline has a particular connection with Boston, you know,
Caroline Kennedy,
and Neil Diamond wrote it with her in mind, but they've really used that a lot at Fenway Park and the Boston Red Sox. But, you know, why does a particular song get picked up by one sporting event, one arena, one team? And that's a great question. It has a lot to do with individual circumstances and that moment.
Dean Root is professor of music and director of the Center for American Music at the University of Pittsburgh, talking about the popularity of sports songs. In 10 seconds, what's your favorite sports song?
I think it has to be Beat 'em Bucks, because I know Joe Negri, who wrote it, and I know some of the Banach family, and it's just a great local connection.
The old Benny Banach song. Dean Root from Pitt, again, thank you so much for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Pleasure. Thank you.